Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Hey, how's it going, everybody? I am doing another podcast today, and I figured, you know, what I haven't done for a while is an episode of the Big Fat Geeky News. Big Fat Geeky News. I figured, you know, there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of topics to cover, and, you know, I got some time before Shazam, so before Shazam comes out, because, you know, got to do those movie reviews, but got some time to kill before that movie comes out. So I figured, you know, I haven't done a podcast just for Big Fat Geeky News in a while. We can go over some of the big news coming out in the superhero geek realm, and I figured that now would be a good time to do that. So, but a little before we get into that, you know, let me tell you what's going on with my life, and you know, I made a huge decision lately. And, you know, I'm trying to stick with it, but, you know, made a huge decision to kind of switch my career paths a little bit and, left my current job and, you know, so I'm kind of in between things right now. So, you know, doing the podcast is something that's going to help me stay busy while I'm waiting for, you know, replies to all the applications I've been entering and all the resumes I've been sending out and stuff like that. But, you know, I love doing the podcasting thing. I love doing the YouTube channel. So I wanted to keep that going, and that's why I'm doing the podcast today. But it's something that I know a lot of people go through. I've never really had to deal with this before. I had a job for the same job, pretty much, with the same company for 12 years. And I left that job for another job, and then this job just kind of didn't work out. It wasn't my cup of tea, per se, and I decided to leave. And now I'm living the kind of unemployed life, and it's kind of different. It's kind of stressful. I kind of feel like I'm on vacation. Like, I kind of feel like I'm gonna pick up and go to work any day now. But that's not the case. I have to work to keep my spirits up. And you know, it's been kind of depressing a little bit that I don't have that kind of security of a full-time job. And you know, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm really gonna pour more time into the podcast and YouTube channel, and maybe see if I can get some ground up on that. So, if you guys could for me, this is the one request that I'll make right now, just because I'm unemployed, I haven't really forced the issue too much. But if you could subscribe to my podcast, you know, and make sure it gets downloaded onto your device every week, that would really help me out a lot. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know, and take a look at that, because That's something that's going to kind of keep me going a little bit in the meantime. If you can, you don't have to, but if you click in the link in the description of the podcast, so if you go to your podcast app, open the description to the current podcast that you're listening to, or any podcast, there's a link in there for you to be able to become a supporter of my podcast. And there's a couple different prices that you can do. I think you can do 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99 a month. You know, that'll help me keep going a little bit. That'll help keep me on my feet. So if there's anything you guys can do, I would really appreciate it. You know, but of course, the podcast will remain free. I'll continue to do this on my own time because I like doing it. I like talking. You know, I want to keep doing it. I like to talk about the current events that I like to talk about, and you know, it would just in the meantime, it would really help it out. You can cancel at any time, you know, and I can keep you informed of that. You can cancel at any time, but yeah, if you can throw 99 cents a month my way, you know, maybe cut back on a Starbucks or cut back on a soda or something, you know, and throw that 99 cents a month toward me, that'd be great. That would really help me out a lot, but you don't have to, but just something I'm asking. So, if you can, please do. If you don't want to, that's cool too. You just want to listen to my beautiful voice over your ear holes there, then that's completely up to you. So, I'm not in a bind or anything. So, you know, guys, don't worry about me. You know, I'm good. But you know, I'll find something soon. I got a pretty good resume, so I got the feelers out there already. So, but hey, if you guys know of a job, or if you guys, you know, If there's any podcast networks out there listening and you guys need a full-time podcaster, hey, I'm available, you know? So I'd be glad to do it as long as it pays a little bit of money and pays the bills, you know what I mean? So I'd be glad to do some radio DJ something. I don't know, I like talking, so I can do pretty much anything. I'm kind of a chameleon. So let me know, you know, shoot me a message on the podcast or shoot me an email or hit me up on Twitter. That'd be the best way to get a hold of me. I'm on Twitter all the time, and so DM me on Twitter if you know of any jobs out there where people need a podcaster or, you know, someone, radio host or something like that. I don't have a degree in it, but hey, I got a microphone, I got a computer, I can make it happen. So I really appreciate that. But that's not what we're here for. And we're not here to hear about my sob story and stuff like that. I'm here chilling at home. I got my little buddy Chocolate Lab Toby. He's chilling on the recliner right now and snoring away like he usually does. He's a 4-year-old Chocolate Lab, so he sleeps a lot. He plays a lot, but he also sleeps. He plays hard and parties. He parties hard and sleeps hard. So gotta love that. But I got some prospects out there, so guys, don't worry about me, okay? So that's all I want to say. But other than that, it's a wonderful time to be in the great state of Arizona right now, and the weather's really good. It's starting to warm up a little bit, but I think it's going to cool down again. But it's going to get to that point here soon where it's going to get hot. So I want to make sure I get a job before then. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate everything that you guys do. I appreciate you guys that listen to the podcast every time I put one out there. But for those of you who are maybe hearing this for the first time, welcome. And I hope we have a lot of fun talking about the stuff today. Please, always, I'm available on Twitter, at FatGeekyReviews. You can hit me up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/FatGeekyReviews. You can also hit me up on my Instagram, at FatGeekyReviews. Or hit me up on the YouTube channel. Just comment on any of my videos. I get the comments right away, and I try to respond as professional and as nice as I can. So appreciate all of that. So let's get into the news, the big, fat, geeky news. Big, fat, geeky news, guys. So the first thing I want to talk about this week was the news about James Gunn getting rehired as the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 director. So, if you guys remember, and I did a podcast, I think it was maybe episode 2 or maybe even the very first episode of Big Fat Geeky News. It was one of the first few episodes I talked about the firing of James Gunn. And, it's very interesting because I was in complete support of him as the director. I don't believe that you should judge someone's character now for something that they wrote 10 years ago. And I don't think it's appropriate to make that general assumption that he is still that person. People change, people change all the time. People, their circumstances in people's lives that make them change. And what he did was stupid. Nobody denies what he said on Twitter was irresponsible and stupid as an adult person. But adult people tend to be stupid most of the time. So, a mistake was made. He made his apologies. He's done everything in his power to make sure that his image isn't tarnished. And that's why I think Disney went ahead and turned around. Something that Disney rarely does, too. When they fire somebody for being, like, anti-Disney, they don't bring them back. There ain't no going back to Disney after that. I mean, look at all of the Disney kid stars that all did stuff as adults. They don't go back to Disney after that. Disney is proud to be that company that's not going to employ dumb people who ruin their lives and say dumb and stupid things. But, James Gunn has proved time and time again that he is not that person that made those jokes on Twitter. And I believe that people deserve a second chance Obviously, there's boundaries with that. I don't believe murderers, rapists, domestic terrorists, people like that get second chances. I don't. But if you say something dumb, and you lose your job over saying something dumb, I don't believe that something like that should be held against you. You're entitled to your beliefs. You're entitled to say whatever you want, regardless of if a crime was committed. That's a completely different story. But you're entitled to say what you want. If there's no crime committed, then you're entitled to say whatever you want. And that's the problem with social media. Social media has ruined people's freedom of speech because your employers see that, and they make a determination that they don't want that unwelcome, unjust, you know, negative publicity upon their company. So they get rid of you, which could cause lawsuits and stuff like that, you know. And it's funny because I'm, like I said earlier, I'm currently unemployed, and I know what it's like to go through a rigorous background check process where they dig into your social media. And if you say something stupid that's going to bring a negative light upon your organization that you're applying as a job for, then, you know, that's completely the different, you know, that's completely different, you know. Social media has ruined that because people, companies are not trusting anymore. They think that your personality that you show on the internet, you know, is who you really are as a person. And sometimes people just say stupid things. And I think when that happens, I think you really need to judge for, like, companies will prejudge you. If you say stupid crap on the internet and a company you're applying for, or maybe you're even your current employer sees that, they're going to, like, automatically think that you're going to bring some sort of negative publicity toward their company. And they don't want that. They don't want to lose the stock prices. They don't want to lose, you know, public trust. They don't want to, you know, stuff like that can really hurt and a company, which is why they're very careful of it. So what's the moral of the story, kids? Moral of the story is don't say stupid crap on the internet. How about that? So, you know, but in regards to James Gunn, I love the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I thought they were really good. I love that the fact that he was able to bring characters to life that not very many people knew about. You know, just us deep comic book geeks knew what the Guardians of the Galaxy was. We knew who they were, but the mainstream audience did not know who the Guardians of the Galaxy was. And he was able to bring those characters to life. And those characters, those comic book characters, were able to spawn off other comic book characters that are lesser known to get syndication, to get onto screen, whether it was the small screen or the large screen. You know, it spawned, you know, Ant-Man coming to the screen. It spawned Black Panther coming to the screen. You know, after the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, we saw Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Punisher. We saw these characters get a chance on screen because the stories are so strong. People don't realize that some of these characters aren't new. These characters have been around for decades, and they're finally getting a chance to be seen in live action, to where they've been in 2D print for decades, but the material is there. There's so much countless material, and that's why superhero movies keep getting made. That's why movies like Captain Marvel are able to get made. That's why movies like Aquaman are able to get made, because these characters are so deep in history, you can pluck a comic book out of history, you know, take a series that had a really good run and make a movie script out of it. And that's what they're doing now. And comic book movies, regardless of what people are now thinking of them, regardless of that, there's still enough fandom in the universe to where these movies will still go strong for many years. Superhero movies won't stop. And that's something that is so rich about this culture, about this subculture of geekism and nerdism, to be able to see these movies. And for James Gunn to get that third opportunity to showcase what these characters can do on screen is very, very enlightening. And it's so cool that we're going to be able to get that. Now, we don't know anything about the script, so and there's still a lot of unanswered questions. You know, if you watch my YouTube channel on the Endgame trailer, so Avengers Endgame, there's unanswered questions. We have to wait until this movie comes out in the summer to answer these questions. The best part is that we're going to get them soon. We've been wanting these questions answered for a year now after Infinity War, and, you know, it left us on such a cliffhanger that we need to have these questions answered. So I'm really excited that James Gunn's coming back. I think he did a wonderful job with the first two movies, and I'm glad he's able to finish his story. I think this will probably be the last one, unless Guardians of the Galaxy 3 does crazy well in theaters. But I think it's going to be the last one that James Gunn is going to do. I think it's the last one that Chris Pratt's going to do. And so I think Guardians of the Galaxy, if it doesn't get rebooted somewhere else, that it's going to be the last movie until it gets, you know, if it ever gets rebooted. But I think, you know, that with that being said, let's go ahead and roll over. But before we roll over to the next topic, if you have an opinion about James Gunn and him getting rehired at Disney, you know, shoot me up on Twitter. Let me know. I'll post a question, or I'll post a little poll on there, like, what do you think about the rehiring of James Gunn to Guardians of the Galaxy 3? And give me a vote on there. Give me a response. You know, so. But let's roll over into the next topic. Let's stay in the Marvel universe here for a second. But I guess it's done. I guess it's done. And Disney has officially acquired the assets to 21st Century Fox. Or 20th Century Fox. Fox. Basically, the media company that owns the rights to some of our favorite superhero characters in the Marvel Universe, and that's X-Men and Fantastic Four. So, I would expect that Dark Phoenix is going to be the last movie that they do for Fox, and I think that Disney Marvel is going to take it over, and I think that the first thing they should do is reboot Fantastic Four. I think they need to bring that into the universe and then do X-Men after that. I think they need to wait a few years on X-Men, let the Dark Phoenix saga kind of, you know, let itself run out of steam, and then I think they need to wait about 3 years and then bring out an X-Men movie. But first do Fantastic Four, maybe bring in Silver Surfer, maybe do a Silver Surfer solo movie. But I think Kevin Feige has a lot of plans in he said that basically the end of Phase 3 is kind of not the end of the Marvel Universe. So it's not going to end with Endgame. You know, it's going to keep going. It's funny because comics can never die. You can keep rebooting these characters in different iterations, you know. You know, all of a sudden, you know, Falcon can become Captain America. You know, Jane can become Thor. You know, there's a female Iron Man, I imagine. I believe so. You know, last I checked, I think Iron Man was a female at some point. So you still have Spider-Man, you still have Black Panther, you still have War Machine, you still got all these characters. One movie I think they really need to make, if they're going to make another Captain Marvel movie, I would love to see a Hawkeye and Black Widow team up movie, like a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie. You know, you can bring in Coulson, you can bring in Samuel L. Jackson again to play Nick Fury. Yeah, I think he's always up for the role. So you can bring in, you know, Kobe Smulders to play Maria? Yeah. Maria Hill, that's it. You can have Kobe Smulders play Maria Hill, and you know, I think they kind of deserve their own time, and set it between when, like, Captain Marvel leaves and then when Captain Marvel comes back, you know, make it like a late 90s, early 2000s kind of version. I think that would be cool. Oh, excuse me. And, you know, I think that'd be really cool. So, but yeah, I think the acquisition is done for the most part, and I think they're going to bring these characters to life in Disney. So Fantastic Four, I think they just need to do straight out of the comic book like they've kind of done. You know, that the first two movies were kind of cheesy. Don't make them cheesy, make them cool. You know, there's no sense in making them, you know, comedy relief movies. You know, and then I think X-Men needs to be spot on. I think they've done a great job for years with X-Men. But I think it's time to make it new and to make it exciting, you know, and play it into the universe. So, I'm really excited about the prospects that they have with that. I think that Kevin Feige's going to take it and run with it. Honestly, I think that some of that stuff can be used as TV shows too. You know, I think you can do a Fantastic Four TV show with the kind of the budget that TV has nowadays, the kind of money that Netflix has. And but I think they're going to do stuff with the Disney streaming service with some of those characters. So that's pretty exciting. But I'm really excited about that. I'm glad the acquisition is official. I think it went through today. If I'm not mistaken, today is the 19th of March. So I kind of read on Twitter that was done. So really cool stuff going on there. The one other thing I kind of wanted to touch on today's podcast, and it's not going to be a long podcast today, but the one thing I want to talk about was the news about Ezra Miller and the Flash movie. So apparently there was a script that was done, and from what I read was that the Flash movie was supposed to start production in November of this year, of 2019. And I guess Ezra Miller doesn't like the script, and he wants to continue playing the Flash for the movie. And I guess what he's doing is, he doesn't like that script that they wrote. So he said he was going to drop out if they use that script, which I don't know if they're okay with or not. But from what the internet is saying, from what I've been reading, is that Ezra Miller is teaming up with Grant Morrison from DC Comics to write a Flash script. And he's basically vying to keep playing the character. Even though that universe is kind of done, you know, the Snyderverse, I guess you can call it, because, you know, Henry Cavill's done being Superman, Ben Affleck's done being Batman, we've got a Wonder Woman movie coming out that's gotten pushed back, you know. And we had the Aquaman movie come out, but, you know, I think with all the stuff going on at WB, you know, I think the CEO ended up resigning or took a leave of absence or something based on some scandals that he had gotten involved with. And so there's a lot of uncertainty in the air over at WB right now. And so for Ezra Miller to still want to play the Flash, he wants to develop that character, is, I think, really noble of him to do, because, you know, you've played the role once in Justice League, but you still want that story told in live action and on the silver screen. Even though Grant Gustin's done a pretty good job with the character on the CW, it's still the CW. Even though the shows have been pretty good and, you know, kind of cheesy at times, you know, and it's the CW, so they hold a certain expectation of what they want. All their shows are pretty much, you know, the same tone all the way through. You know, to bring that character of Barry Allen to the big screen, like Aquaman and like Black Panther and like those guys, and have a solo shot at it, I think it's noble of him to team up with one of the best comic book writers on the planet, Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison's absolutely one of my favorite writers. And I enjoy a lot of his work, and I enjoyed, I actually enjoyed Ezra Miller's take on The Flash, making Barry Allen kind of a goofy, you know, twitchy kind of kid. But, he was one of the bright spots of that Justice League movie, and I enjoyed the Justice League movie more than, you know, most people did, I'm sure, because, you know, I've been dreaming of a Justice League movie ever since I was 5 years old. So, you know, to me, just seeing those characters all on the screen at the same time was amazing to me. So, you know, was it the best, you know, project that they could have put on screen? Absolutely not. But really, I just, I really applaud Ezra Miller for taking on this task and wanting to keep going with it. So, you know, Ezra, if you, not that you're ever going to hear this podcast, but heck, if you do, you know, kudos to you, man. I hope you keep it going, and I hope you get a script done that's worthy of Barry Allen and the Flash character. So I'm really excited about that. I think it could be done, and it seems he wants to do it in a darker tone, which is okay for Barry Allen. The Flash can be in a darker tone. The Flash has always been portrayed as a comic relief character. You know, you think about, you know, Justice League, the animated series, Justice League Unlimited. You think of, you know, Batman Brave and the Bold, you know, the Batman. Anytime the Flash shows up on screen, he's always this kind of comic relief character. And Grant Gustin has done a pretty good job of portraying him as a, you know, he's still kind of comic relief, but at the same time, kind of serious. But I think a darker tone movie would be appropriate. But I also think that you have to do Flashpoint. And I don't understand what the problem is with doing Flashpoint. You have an Aquaman character, you have a Wonder Woman character, do freaking Flashpoint. Like, what is the freaking deal in not doing Flashpoint? You know, you can do it. It's not an issue. I don't understand what the problem is of doing the Flashpoint paradox on the big screen. You can do it, and you can do it with Ezra Miller, and it would be dark. It would be a dark movie because, you know, to go back in time to save your mom from getting killed from Erebor Thawne, you know, you need to start casting dark for that. But you have Momoa and you have Gal Gadot, and she can, you can do this movie. You just need to cast a Thomas Wayne, and heck, do Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne. You need to find a Martha Wayne, you know, of course, for maybe those of you who don't know the Flashpoint story, but you need a Martha Wayne for sure. You know, it's important, and you can do it. It's not that difficult to do. Heck, I could write a freaking screenplay for the Flashpoint paradox. Not that hard to do, you know, but it should be done. If there's one story out of any Flash story that needs to get done, it's Flashpoint paradox. It would just be really, really cool to see on screen. I would, if they did that and they did it well, it would make billions of dollars. I guarantee you it will. You need to find the right director, but you know, that's just my opinion on it. Let me know what you think. Let me know whether you think that the Flash movie should be Flashpoint Paradox, or should it be another storyline of the Flash? Let me know. You know, shoot me a tweet. You know, hit me up on the gram, the Insta, gram, Facebook.com/FatGeekyReviews. Let me know. Let me know what you think. And again, I'll probably do another poll on Twitter. Like, should Ezra Miller's script be Flashpoint Paradox? So, but hey, you know, that's the beauty about doing stuff like this, is that we get to kind of brainstorm, which is fun. So, but really, hey guys, that is all I wanted to talk about this week. I really appreciate you guys downloading the podcast today. Please let me know what you guys think, and you know, we'll summarize it. Let me know what you think about the James Gunn rehiring. Let me know what you think about the 21st Century Fox, 20th Century Fox, whatever the Fox thing that Disney acquired. Let me know what you think about that and the potential of a new X-Men and a new Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, Doctor Doom, you know, stuff like that. Let me know what you think about that. And then let me know about what you think about Ezra Miller writing the screenplay for the Flash movie with Grant Morrison from DC Comics. I think it's amazing. I think I love all this stuff. You know, let me know what you guys think. But those are my opinions on it, and I stand behind them. So, but once again, you know, if you could throw some 99 cents a month my way, go ahead and click the link in that description. If you can give me a like, if you can give me a share, and you can give me a subscribe, that'd be awesome. You know, put my word out there that I care about these movies and these comic books and stuff like that. That'd be great. So, hey guys, that's it for the geek. Have a good day.
We'll be right back.